word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is a blessed thing that we have the privilege to minister unto others. And every Christian is a minister of sorts in that we are to give out the gospel of Christ. We're to share this message. The Lord has given to us a very precious message. And there is no other message like this message. The message is that God is holy, man is sinful. There is a great gap between a holy God and sinful man. There is but one bridge over this gap, and that is the cross of Christ. Jesus is the Son of God who died on that cross. And if you will accept his work in payment for your sin and in an appeasement to the holiness of God, God will accept you. You accept God's Son, and God accepts you into his family. He accepts you and you become a very part of the family of the living God by faith in Christ. So it's very important for you and me to make it known that the Lord God of heaven is receiving us and has received us and has forgiven our sins. So put your trust in him and God will receive you. God will no longer be angry with you for having rejected him and for being an enemy to him and for being a sinner, because the Lord has paid the price, has paid the penalty. And if you'll trust Christ, God will receive you fully into his family. I like to say another thought along the line of service for the Lord. The Lord does give us opportunities to serve him. And many times we have in our minds what we want to be an opportunity of service, or we have in our minds where the opportunity of service is to be. Now, just consider the hand or the arm. The muscles that move the hand keep the hand moving, and it's not in the hand, but it's in the arm, a part of the arm. And so the arm helping the hand, they accomplish the purpose for which God made them. Now, suppose the muscle in the arm would say, I'd rather be the hand. The hand gets to do a lot of things, but I'm just stuck on this arm. Then what would happen? There are a lot of people who will say, but I want to be in the pulpit. Or I want, but the Lord hasn't called them to a pulpit ministry. Or another will say, I want to be, and you name this, I want to be this. Well, the Lord, are you serving him where you are? Or are you sitting around waiting until the world discovers you, and then the world will finally learn what a gem it has on its hand because you've been waiting for them to discover you? You know, you must be in the way of the Lord. You must be doing already what he has given you to do if you are going to know, if you're going to be used of the Lord. So if you're waiting for other things to happen and you're not diligent about what you have already been given from the Lord, don't think that he is going to give you more. Go forth with the message you have now. Give out gospel tracts. Witness to people. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Live a life above reproach by the grace of God. He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will keep you. He will bless you. He will empower you and use you more. The one who is on the move for God will be used more by God. Get busy for him. There is something that he has for you to do. You can do the thing that he would have you to do. He hasn't given me the job to do what he's called you to do, but he has given you that to do. Do it. Heavenly Father, we do pray for the blessings of the Lord to be upon thy people today. Lord, help us to be faithful in our call to the cause of Christ. We'll be careful to praise thee for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, in the scriptures, we've been looking in the book of Exodus, chapter 33 now, and the children of Israel have erred, rebelled against the Lord, and chapter 33 is the, if you would look back at the plea that Moses made, the plea, this plea of chapter 33 has come after, it's written, it's in our Bible, after chapter 32 and all of this. But Moses made his plea to the Lord, and this is what the scholars say, that this conference that we find in chapter 33 is a detailed explanation of what happened when the consideration, when the intercession of Moses was taking place. It was a matter of him pleading to the Lord. Now, they're not going to get to go into the land right now. Notice what the Lord says, Exodus 33:1. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and get up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now notice what he is saying. I'm going to get you out of this place unto another place, but I'm going to displace some others who are in the land for your sake. And I'm going to send an angel before you to lead and to protect and to bring you into the place where I'm going to take you. Now you're at the base of this mount. Now I want to take you unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And of course, milk provides nutrition for us, and nothing has to die in order for us to have this milk. And a land of honey, and nothing has to die for us to eat this honey. See, the Lord is able to do this, these things, driving out the enemy, providing them with sufficient food. I will take you unto this land, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. Even with such a promise as going into the land of milk and honey, and having the angel of the Lord to go before them, and removing the enemy out of that, does not compare to having the Lord's presence. I will not go with thee. Thou art a stiff-necked people. But you know what most of us like? Say, well, you're going to have an angel before me, Lord? And you're going to drive out the enemy? And you're going to give me a land flowing with milk and honey? And well, that's content, Lord. I like that. That's all right. That's generally the way our sinful, carnal natures are. But we ought to have this. Lord, except thou go with me, I will not go. I want thy presence. I want not the materials of this world. I want the Lord. I know that sometimes we talk to people about going to heaven where streets are made of gold, walls of jasper, gates of pearls. That's not the thing that excites me about heaven. The very fact that Jesus is there, to be with him, to be in his presence, to see that he has accepted me, and to know that now through faith in his finished work, he has accepted me, and then one day to be in his very presence, to be at his feet. The God who spoke the world into existence, to be with him. Oh, that's the blessed thought. You see, material gains, and that's not the reason why I don't want them, is that people can take them away from me. That's not the reason. But I have no comparison when I think, when I meditate on this great truth, to be with Jesus, to be with the lover of my soul, to be with the God who made me, the one who loved me while yet as a sinner, rejecting him, he sought me, bought me, brought me unto himself. And how that he has saved the vilest of sinners down through the ages and brought them unto a saving knowledge of himself. Oh, what a blessed thought. Oh, what a wonderful thought to know that he receives sinners, that he receives us unto himself. So as you think of the things the world has to offer, success and power that your enemy won't stand, and possessions so much so until you have these, and then to be without any war, that's great. But if the Lord is not there, we don't have anything. We're bound to go back to being like we were. We want him. Verse 5 again, for the Lord, or verse 3, and when the people heard these evil tidings, the Lord says, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up in the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. You see, in this chapter, we have the Lord preserving for us the intercessory mediation of Moses. This message is to humble them, and it does. And it has a great effect upon them, and they need the mercies of God. And the Lord does work. And so Moses now in verse 7, and Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone that sought the Lord went out of the tabernacle. Everyone that sought the Lord, and it came to pass that they went out of the tabernacle to the congregation, which was without. That's on the outside of it, without the camp. They went outside of the camp, and they stood every man at his tent door. So they had built their tents. They had built their tents there, and the Lord indeed is letting them know that he hasn't changed at all on his holy standard. He is the same. He always will be. He never will change. He cannot change because he is perfect. To go from being perfect means, or to add something to perfection, meant that it was not perfection. But the Lord is a holy God. He has told them how to approach him, how to come before him. Let's read verse 8. And it came to pass when Moses went out in unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. Remember before when the Lord talked with Moses in the presence of the people in Exodus 19, that the mountain quaked, the horns blasted loud and long, the people heard, God gave his commandments. And now in this tabernacle, in the door, the people hear the Lord talking with Moses. They see this cloudy pillar. Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name that thou wouldest bless today, Lord, and that thou wouldest help us to be sensitive to the moving of the Spirit of God and to obey, that we not grieve thy heart. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen.